Now I'm delighted to be joined by Richard Hills, the Ryder Cup director. Richard, this will be your 12th and final Ryder Cup. I'm sure you look back with great fondness over those almost 25 years at this stage.
Well, it's been a great privilege to work for the PGA European Tour and Ryder Cup Limited. Working for Keith on the delivery of my 12th Ryder Cup, it's going to be something very special in Paris. But no, I've been privileged to lead a very strong team of individuals supporting some very, very fine golfers from Europe in the delivery of, well, now 12 Ryder Cup matches.
And your first one was in 95, Richard. You began your Ryder Cup career in March 1994. You were on the European Tour staff for about 10 years prior to that. But the first one was in Oak Hill. It was a terrific Ryder Cup. But I suppose Valderrama, the first one away from home, effectively, and to have Seve in charge was terrific.
Having Seve in charge was terrific, yeah. I'd known him since 1978, working with a company then, Leisure Sports, who were looking after his management affairs through his American manager, Ed Barner. And a very special person and a very special captain.
Your association with Leisure Sports, you joined Leisure Sports after a stint in banking with Barclays, and Leisure Sports were connected with the European Tour at that stage, Richard, so it was nice to actually get involved in, you know, you knew a lot of the personnel before you actually went to work there.
Yes, indeed. So I've been, it's 40 years in the industry come next October, so it's been a long run. And as you said at the start there, can see the finishing line now, but it's been a tremendous experience working for professional golfers, and great fun along the way.
The Ryder Cup has grown up into an event of serious stature. The viewing figures for Ryder Cups and the attraction of the Ryder Cup has grown exponentially over the years.
Yeah, it's one of those crossover events which transcends sport, and it gathers interest from people who are not normally golf followers. So it's pretty special from that, and it's a match between the two continents.
It's unusual in the sense that golf is such an individual sport as well, that when you get a team event in golf, it actually becomes the most popular sporting event within that sport. I suppose that maybe golf has never really evolved into a team game, so it's amazing how successful the Ryder Cup has actually become, considering it's the antithesis of what golf is generally about.
Yeah, and there is that bonding within the team room, which is special to watch. They're doing it for the 11 other guys on the team and their captain, so they're not just letting themselves down, but it's their teammates or partners.
Looking back on those years, the Ryder Cup years, I mean, obviously from our own perspective, the 2006 Ryder Cup in the K Club was a big event for Ireland. It probably wasn't one of the more exciting Ryder Cups in the sense that the European team, they bet them up a stick on that occasion, but you had a lot of really, really hard fought Ryder Cups. And I think back to Brookline in 99, that was my first Ryder Cup to cover. That was an extraordinary event.
Yeah, that was a tough one, and some of the things which happened at the end of that and the end of that match weren't quite as the match was intended to be in its spirit. But we move on, and we moved on from that. It was a hard week in Boston, that one.
Of the 12 Ryder Cups, and this will be your 12th, I think probably the most exciting was probably the one in Medina in 2012, the Miracle at Medina. That was Ian Poulter's Ryder Cup. That was an incredible event, Richard, and it was one of the great comebacks and sporting comebacks of all time.
Absolutely, and the spirit of Seve lived on to that match. The silhouette was on the bag, the silhouette was on the clothing on the final Sunday. And Justin Rose, at the end of that match, when he pointed to the silhouette, looked to the sky, I think someone was looking down, and I think Seve was there in heart and spirit.
And I think that very much epitomised how emotional the Ryder Cup has become, Richard, that people do get a serious connection with the 12 players on each side. And it was important from a Ryder Cup perspective, with Europe starting to dominate, that the Americans actually bounced back at some stage. And they did that the last time in Hazeltine.
Yeah, that was a strong team in Hazeltine, and the putts went for them on that week. It was tough for Darren and those guys, but it was some turnaround.
It certainly was. I mean, it's been a great position from your own perspective to be involved with all the great golfers of the last 25 years, and there has been an incredible upsurge in European fortunes over that period. I mean, we went from the time where, it was very, very seldom. I mean, Patrick Harrington was the first man to win the first European to win the PGA since 1930, Tommy Armour. So there was a barren spell, but it's extraordinary how European golfers have come to the fore in recent years.
Yeah, and I think we go back into the not too long history of it. In 1979, we played as Europe for the very first time. Jack Nicklaus was central to that change, and his letter to Henry Poe at the PGA suggesting then that they approach Lord Derby at the PGA to say, guys, this should be really Europe versus America. So that note in 1977 after the Lytham match was one of the sea change, well, probably the sea change, bringing the competitive nature to the match, and that first time at the Greenbrier playing as Europe. So that was some change, and, you know, the Ryder Cup owes a lot to Jack Nicklaus for that decision.
Yeah, it was a fair bit of foresight, and that's worked out to be one of the great decisions. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, the Ryder Cup is coming up in Paris shortly, end of September, and there's a massive amount of work that's involved in putting an event like that together, Richard. You might just tell us a little bit about the scale of it.
Yeah, we're anticipating 51,000 spectators a day. So the universe for the week is going to be somewhere, with practice days added in, you know, somewhere like 250,000 people coming through the gates there. It's logistically, it's a great golf course. It was custom built as a stadium type of golf course, where the elevations around the edges of the fairway are raised. We're putting in just under 9,000 seats as well, 16 jumbotron screens, so people will have good viewing of the matches around the course on the screen. So yes, an awful lot of infrastructure, a lot of thought and planning. The French authorities, like Fortier Ireland and the Irish government, have been superb in their support of in the delivery of the match, knowing that this is a very big touristic opportunity for the country. And that's something which has grown with the match in each year of playing, where government authorities have got right behind us and been incredibly helpful.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It gets support from so many different quarters. But you mentioned the fact that the course was more or less built for a Ryder Cup. I mean, those final holes should produce some serious excitement.
Yeah, that last loop of five, that's pretty special. And Hubert Chesno, who designed the golf course with Robert Von Hagi, should be very, very proud of what he's achieved there, and then what the world will see in September.
I'm sure it'll be a terrific event. From your own perspective, Richard, you know, obviously you'll have a little bit more time on your hands, but I know you're very much an Englishman, but you spend an awful lot of time in Ireland, and you've become very much associated with Ireland, and I think Ireland has become almost your spiritual home at this stage.
Yeah, I think I've got an English accent but an Irish heart. And very kindly, I've been made most welcome down at the European Club by Pat Ruddy, who should be very proud of the work that he's achieved up here in Ballyliffin, and also at Blaine Row. So I can play a little bit of golf over here now. I wish some of the golf of the captains and the players that I've met in the last 25 years had rubbed off, but that wasn't to be. But Ireland has become a spiritual home.
You'll have plenty of time to get your handicap down now at this stage, Richard. But just, you mentioned captains. I mean, obviously, you know, Ireland has had a great association and a long-time association with the Ryder Cup down through the years, going back to the Christy O'Connor days. Obviously, Paul McGinley did a wonderful job in Glen Eagles in 2014. And there's the prospect that, you know, over the next few years, Patrick Harrington might captain a Ryder Cup team.
I'm sure that sort of, in as the stars line up, that will happen. Lee Westwood as well would be one of the candidates, and Ian Poulter, you know, would be probably the next three in consideration, you know, for the next matches in the series. So yeah.
And here in Ballyliffin, obviously, at the moment for the Irish Open, and this has proven to be a fantastic venue. I mean, there's so many hidden gems and hidden jewels of golf courses around this country. I mean, it's great that the Open can go on a rota, that people can actually showcase their brilliant golf facilities, and Ballyliffin here is an example of that.
Yeah, I'm so pleased for John Farran and all the team at the club here, and the people of Donegal. It's showcased Donegal to the world. The pictures coming out at the start of the week with the sunshine, absolutely magnificent, and you know, a little bit of rain over the weekend, so not to sort of disrupt the Trade Descriptions app, that it occasionally does rain in Donegal. It's not sunshine all the time.
Yes, indeed, we've seen both sides of it here, but the first few days were just spectacular, quite stunning place. Richard, I'm sure this is like probably asking you to have to choose among your children, but if you were to pick a particular Ryder Cup moment down through the 11 Ryder Cups that you've been in charge, is there any one that stands out for you?
That's a very good question, and throwing that one at the in at the end, Dennis, I sort of I'd like to take a mulligan on that, because that would need a little bit more thought.
Richard, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. We wish you the very, very best of luck in your retirement, and you've done a brilliant job. I mean, to bring the Ryder Cup to where it's been brought to has been a significant achievement, and well done on that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.